Okay, guys, now we're moving to lesson 86. This is called the Bible's influence. Now we're going to take a look at what influence has the Bible really had on culture and on history. So let's start off by clicking on the screen on slide one. And when we look at the works of William Shakespeare, most of what he wrote has implications written where he referred to the Bible over and over again. Look at our American Revolution, our Constitution. Our Constitution was based on founders that had a deep religious faith in the God of the Bible in Jesus Christ. When we look at the history of the American Revolution, you can find over and over again references to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the founding fathers' use of different sections of the Old Testament as well in building American history. When we go to slide two, look at what it says here. I find this amazing. Time Magazine put out an article, this is back in 2007, I believe, where it said why we should teach the Bible in public school. The main reason was we're losing history. The Bible is filled with historical true events of ancient times, especially in the Mesopotamian area, and the Bible teaches fantastic moral values that can help our children, help our teenagers develop into really strong citizens. But instead, what do? We take the Bible out of the schools. And then take a look at cultural literacy, looking at the Dictionary of Cultural Literacy and what they had to say. No one in the English-speaking world can be considered literate without a basic knowledge of the Bible, because the Bible frames Western civilization. There wouldn't be a Western civilization, there wouldn't be an America without the Bible. That's lesson 86, the influence that the Bible's had on our culture.